Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Isaiah 55:8. Romans 12:15. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Romans 12:15. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Romans 12:15. Mark 4:19. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in, chokes the word, it becomes unfruitful. Mark 4:19. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in, chokes the word, it becomes unfruitful. Mark 4:19. Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is a dwelling place. Underneath are the everlasting arms. He drove the enemy from before you and said, destroy. The eternal God, 27. The eternal God is a dwelling place. Underneath are the everlasting arms. He drove the enemy from before you and said, destroy. Deuteronomy 33:27. Would you open your Bibles this morning, please, to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We spend a moment in prayer now before we begin our study. I want to say at the outset that this verse of Scripture is so fantastic and so powerful that I'm going to speak rapidly, and I trust that you're going to think rapidly, because it's necessary for you to think with me because of the power of this verse. It is so unique, so magnificent, such a wonderful verse indeed. And I'm going to do my best to try to explain it in such a fashion that when we get through here in the next few minutes, that you'll be able to have the joy and excitement that I have had in my preparation in the study of this verse. It's such a magnificent verse. Ephesians 2:10. We pray together first. Father, we're thankful that we have been able to come across this wonderful verse. We realize that God's message for us is so powerful. And this particular verse is one that lets us know very vividly why we're here and our purpose for being here, and what you've done for us to be able to be successful and victorious and triumphant while we're here. We realize that many times we fail to understand what you have done and are doing for us, and we realize when we come to a verse like this, it just jumps out and grabs us and shakes us and helps us to see that you have a wonderful and magnificent design and plan for us. So we pray that in these moments of study today, we'll be able to see it and that we'll be able to share it. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll look with me, please, at Ephesians 2:10. The reading goes like this. For we are his workmanship, product, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God previously prepared, in order that in them we might walk. I'm sure you're able to see just by casual reading from the original text that this verse is such a powerful verse. What I've done is exegeted, thought about it, planned it, written it out, abbreviated it, what have I done? I came to the conclusion that in a few moments, I'd like to be able to abbreviate this verse for you. The first thing that I see when I look at this verse is that in the original language, you have what is known as a post-positive conjunctive particle, gar, far, which is translated first in a sentence when you're translating it, but in the original language, it's a second word. So I'm going to point it out to you and let you see. Here's the word, and that's the word far, post-positive conjunctive particle, far. But what I want you to see is that the first word in the original text is a personal pronoun. I cannot tell you how powerful this is. I'm going to try. I want you to be able to just listen carefully and listen to these words. The first word in the verse, knowing that the translation presents the post-positive conjunctive particle, but the first word that you see here is a personal pronoun, and it's translated he, and refers to what he, the Heavenly Father, has done and is doing and will do. He. For we are his workmanship. We are the workmanship of the one, he. The one who created in Christ Jesus us unto good works. You can't miss this. I don't want you to miss it. I went back and wrote out some little notes. For you are his creation. You are his production. And the word created here is the Greek word K-T-I-Z-O, which means to make or to create. When I looked at this, it just moved me. For you are his creation. You are his production. Create means to reduce from a state of disorder. Create means to reduce from a state of disorder. When we go back to verse 1 of this chapter, create says, grace found us spiritually dead, which is a state of disorder. And God did something about it. Grace, in verse 1, found us spiritually dead, a state of disorder. When I look at Ephesians 2:2, grace found us under the control of Satan, which is a state of disorder. Disorder, disorder is what I want you to see. This verse is saying to us that we are in a state of disorder. Wherever you are today, whatever the situation is in your life and mine, all of us face various problems and difficulties and burdens and perplexities and trials and tests. And we find ourselves in a state of disorder. I hear it. I hear it from myself. I hear it from you. We are in a state of disorder. And grace found us there. In verse 1, grace found us in a state of disorder, which was spiritual death. In verse 2, grace found us under the control, as a believer, under the old sin nature. Grace found us in a state of disorder. Oftentimes, when we find ourselves faced with various perplexities and difficulties and burdens and heartaches, illness, whatever the situation is, it throws us into a state of disorder. This says, He is in control of the production. He pre-designed, He prefabbed what you and I need for this time of disorder. Are you with me? I'm preaching to myself as well as I am to you. I want you to see what God has allowed me to see from this verse. Create means to call into a spiritual revolution. Create means to invest with a spiritual frame. Create here means to invest with a spiritual frame. Oh, my. The first word that you see in the text, not in the translation, but in the text, is a personal pronoun related to God. His production. His workmanship. Created. At a point of time, in the eternal ages past, God knew where you and I would be at this moment. He understood these events in your life and mine have not come to us because we already knew about it. They came to us as a surprise. But they did not come to God as a surprise. What we have to see from this verse is that when I look at it and I have analyzed it and thought about it, create means to invest with a spiritual frame. Create means to call into being revolution, regeneration. When God builds, He always builds upon His own foundation. When God builds, He builds upon His own foundation. Whatever your perplexity is at this moment, it's not come to God as a surprise. When God builds, He always builds upon His own foundation and not ours. This verse says we are created in Christ Jesus, and then we become the ability to utilize that which He's already pre-designed. In other words, He's prefabbed the production. And now He has us in a position where if we want to, we can accept and utilize and make use of His prefabbed, pre-designed production. I don't know what this is doing to you. We are His workmanship. We are His product created in Christ Jesus. Unto good works. We talked about works in the previous session. We're seeing now that same word, works. But this time, it is preceded by the word agathos, A-G-A-T-H-O-S, which means God's divine good. Vertical good. Not human good. Not horizontal good. Vertical good. Whatever is happening in your life and mine has not come to God by surprise. And in the eternal ages past, it was consummated in the past. And the consummation continues now to this very present moment. He has things under control. We are His workmanship, product. And let me tell you, when I looked at this, it became something that really changed my thinking, which God hath before designed. And I look at this, and here I find it. It's this word right here. God, the God, there's the article, the God. And then here it is, and I've translated it for you, previously prepared, in order that in them we might walk. Are you seeing this? Which God hath before ordained, which means to make ready beforehand. The word is actually means to prefabricate, to prefix, to construct beforehand. That's the meaning of this word right here. When you look at this, it's a unique word because it starts off with P-R-O, and P-R-O means before. And then it is E-T-O-I-M-A-Z-I-O, or E-T-O-I-M-A-Z-O, which means to make ready or pre-design. When I looked at this, I typed it out like this. This means that God has prefabbed the blessings, all the blessings that we will ever need, and we will never be without His assurance of these blessings if we're properly related to Him. This means that God has prefabbed every blessing that we will ever have and that we will ever need, and we can have them when we are properly related to Him. And then it says, and this is what I want you to see, that in them, now there's in order that, you remember in the service this morning, we talked about the Hina clause, H-I-N-A, here it is again, in order that in them we might walk. Oh my, there's that word, and here I put it down for you. That we should walk in them, point of time, each believer is to do it, active voice. Subjunctive mood, we may or may not do it as far as the walking is concerned. We have the pattern of life. Our normal life should be a grace abounding life, no matter what the circumstances. So, that reminds me to tell you that we have a word here, and I want you to see it. We'll spend a few moments on it. I cannot tell you how exciting this is. Here's the word, that we might walk in them. Okay, for we are His workmanship. He is the one who's prefabbed the plan. It's created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which the God, back up here to the first pronoun, He, previously prepared, pre-designed, for what reason? In order that we might walk in them. The word walk in the New Testament. Let me show you very quickly. There are three words for walk that we want to emphasize here. There are other words, but we want to emphasize these three words. Each of these three words for walk has somewhat of a different meaning from the original language. The first word is anastrepho, A-N-A. S-T-R-E-P-H-O. It isn't important that you know all the Greek, but you do need to listen attentively to the meaning of these words. A-N-A-S-T-R-E-P-H-O. The word means a pattern of life. A pattern of life. When you go to Ephesians 2:3, The word is used for the pattern of life that involves conversation, verbalization. This morning, all of us here have a pattern of life. We have our relationships. We have good things happen to us. We have bad things happen to us. This is where we are now in this walk. So one of the words for walk is our pattern of life, our social life, where we are, which involves a lot of different things. It involves our conversation. But let's look at another word for walk. It's the Greek word S-T-O-I-C-H-E-O, stoicheo. This word refers to action along a particular line. It means to follow a definite course of action. To follow a definite course of action. Oh, we need time to go into all of the facets of this particular word, but all I'm doing now is just to let you see briefly that this word means action along a particular line. It means to follow a definite course of action. Wherever you are, whatever the circumstances are for you and me, we have the responsibility of following a course of action. Because God, in the eternal ages past, prefabbed, predesigned, got the product all consummated. Are you with me? Are you seeing it? He put it together in the eternal ages past. Do we understand it all? No. Can we comprehend it all? No. Do we understand and see all the various facets of it? No. But do we have a God who is in charge? Yes. Do we have a God who knows all the facts from the beginning to the end? Yes. Are we willing to trust Him and walk within the framework of His invested time for us on this earth now? The word means action along a particular line. I have to hasten to the last word because I want you to see it. It is the word that is used here in the original text. It is the word peripateo. P-E-R-I-P-A-T-E-O. It means a person or an individual going about. I've always been amazed at this word because some years ago we were on a trip and I looked down in the street standing in front of a church and I saw a lady coming down the sidewalk. I can see her now in my mind. She was short, a little on the dumpy side. And it appeared to me as she was walking toward the church down that sidewalk, she was not walking directly, a straight line. It seemed like that she was weaving. And I got this word in my mind at that time, peripateo. Peri means around, and the rest of the word means to walk. So it means to walk around. And I smiled at myself as I thought about that Greek word. Here comes this lady down the street, down the sidewalk, and she's not just walking straight. She's just kind of bouncing around over the sidewalk. She's walking around. Now, you may not get much out of that, but it was humorous for me. She was walking around. And when I look at this, here's what I see. This means that a person, as an individual, has the responsibility of walking within the framework of an invested, predesigned plan. We're walking inside of a predesigned plan. If we're right with God, we trust His Word, we rely upon the teaching of His Word, we utilize the things we are learning and learned and will learn in the future, we're walking within the framework of an invested plan, an invested, prefabbed, predesigned product. That'll make all the difference in the world, in your life and mine. Do we understand the future for us? Do you understand the future for you in relationship to whatever? We do not know what the future holds. But as someone so wellly said, or aptly said, we do not know what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future. Notice, if you will, please, this verse. For we are His workmanship. We have now become His production. How did it come about? It was created in Christ Jesus. You remember we emphasized in the past that you'll find words like Lord, Kyrios. You'll find words like Jesu, Christo. You'll find words that says Christ, Christos, Jesu, Jesus. Kyrios, Lord, Jesu, Christos, Lord, Jesus, Christ. What do we have here? Christo, Jesu. What does that mean? It's interesting how the words are used in the New Testament. When you have the word Christos, it's emphasizing the anointed one, the appointed one. When you have the word Jesus, we have the emphasis upon the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ. What this is saying is, we are His production, created in Christ Jesus, the appointed one, the anointed one, the plan, the one, the planner, the one who has the plan. Yesu, the one who became the God-man, God in the flesh, Jesus. Unto, epi, unto, beautiful word, unto, agathos, good, intrinsic good, God's good, divine good, vertical good, not human good, not horizontal good, God's good. Trust Him. For whatever the future is, trust Him. Walk the pathway. Peripateo, walk around within the framework of that invested plan. Because it says here, which God previously prepared in order that in them we might walk. That we should walk in them. But notice, if you will, and I had to look at my notes to show you. When you look at this, it is a subjunctive verb. What does that mean? That means you and I could choose not to walk that way. We shouldn't choose to not walk that way. But there may be some in this auditorium today who will choose not to walk that way. And it'll be to your disadvantage. You and I, if we choose not to walk that way, it's going to be to our disadvantage. That we should walk in them. Aorist, point of time. Active voice, subject produces the action. Subjunctive mood, it means that you and I have a decision to make. We can choose to have a pattern of life of walking around within the framework of what He desires for us. He's prefabbed the plan. He pre-designed the plan. And on my way to church today, I told you, now you're seeing it more clearly. If we can just appreciate the fact and understand that God's plan, God the planner, if we will accept that plan and the planner, we don't have to be punching any panic buttons about the rest of it. We can trust Him. Well, I think what I'll do is come back on Wednesday night and talk about this some more, okay? May we pray together, please. Father, we're thankful for the fact that You've given us the assurance that You know all about us. You know our beginning. You know everything in between. We realize that we're the recipients of Your grace. Grace in salvation. Grace by which to live our lives on a day-by-day basis. Father, we are thankful for the privilege of finding magnificent truths like we are able to see and begin to see right here. We are His workmanship. We are His product, created in Christ Jesus, unto divine good, good works, which You prepared in the eternal ages past, that we might even now walk in those magnificent truths. You've given us the opportunity to do it. We can choose either to do it or not do it. But we are the losers if we choose not to walk within that framework that You've prepared. Today, as we come now to the last moments of this service, there may be someone listening to this voice today who's never accepted Jesus Christ. Oh my, this would be the most important decision they would ever make in life, and that is to accept You and trust You to be their Savior. We know that the Scripture teaches us that when God loved, He loved the world, and that when Christ died, He died for everyone, and that no matter who the individual is, no matter what the past is, each individual can accept this gift and be saved, because the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. We pray that there will be those who will do that now. And we thank You over and over again for Your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.